like to have a copy of God's Word, New Testament of the Bible in its entirety, offered to you quite freely here in Newcastle today. If you'd like one, do feel free to come and ask for one. You know, as maybe as you were to read, meditate upon God's Word, perhaps He would shine the light, you know, and gives you that enlightenment that we all need in order to come to a knowledge of God's salvation, even the need of God's salvation. Offered to you freely, yours simply for the taking. But the Word of God, of course, as it itself declares, is powerful. It's not an ordinary book. It's not like reading, you know, fictional or non-fictional material. It's the Word of God, and it has power, and it changes. We have a history, a record. Men and women have connected with the Word of God last 2,000 years or more, and found it to be exactly what it declares to be, the power, dynamite of God unto salvation, changes the worst and the best of people, men and women, transforming not just their lives but their hearts, and of course ultimately their eternal destinies, which is of the ultimate importance. Because just like everybody else, the day is coming, and maybe sooner than you think. Don't want to alarm anybody, but who knows? But this could be your last day on planet Earth. What happens after that? People sometimes ponder that question. Unbelief, of course, just simply shrugs its shoulders and says, well, when you're dead, you're dead. But that's not what God's Word, that's not what the truth says. The truth is, it is appointed, divinely appointed unto man once to die. A divine appointment, one that you don't postpone, you don't cancel, you don't put off. It's coming down the line. That day is marked on God's calendar for you. The decade, the year, the month, the week, the day, the hour, the moment when you will breathe your last, divinely appointed. After that, the Bible says, comes the judgment. Then you give account for your life, your deeds, and even, yes, even your sinful nature that you inherited from your parents, their parents, all the way back to the first parent, Adam, your father and my father, the one who brought sin and death into the world, and the one, of course, whose nature you yourself bear, whose nature you have, a sinful one, conceived, born in sin, and therefore children of wrath. Each and every one of us born into this world. And why you need God's salvation, why you need God's Word, God's counsel, God's instruction as to how you might be ready for that appointment, ready to meet it with confidence, ready to meet it with assurance, knowing that you have eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ, whom I declare to you here this afternoon. So God's Word, you'd like to have a copy, recheck these things out for yourself. Don't ask you, take my word for it. take God's word, see what He has to say to you, in order that through believing the truth, that you might have eternal life in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, the end of truth rejecters, that's the problem, ultimately, your rejection of the truth and the believing of a lie. You live, the Bible tells us, in a world full of devilish powers working in every day since the beginning and even now, and will be, the Bible says, to the end of the age, growing even more intensely in the last days, those days in which, of course, we find ourselves now, the Bible says. Men and women deceived. Why? Because they, naturally speaking, have deceitful hearts. This is the problem with the nature. The heart is deceitful, says God, above all things, and desperately wicked. And so therefore a deceitful heart will always love the lie, embrace the lie, and reject the truth. And as long as you reject the truth, well then you cannot be saved. Men and women, deceived, deluded, and therefore...
Thank you so much for doing this. I'm a brand new Christian.
Oh yeah, wonderful. Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Okay.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Thanks for stopping. So, you see, there's two of us at least here today in Newcastle. There's a brand new Christian for you, young lady, born again of God's Spirit, and with the joy of the Lord in her heart. That could be yours if you embrace the truth. If that is, you believed the truth and rejected the lie. The lie that is presented to you by the powers of darkness. Suitable, perfectly suitable for your deceitful heart. The heart, you see, the natural heart. It loves the lie. That's why evolution is such a delight to you. Try false religion is such a delight to you. Try anything false is a delight to you. You love the false and you hate the truth. But as long as you reject the truth, well, you cannot be saved. Concerning the last days and the working, the powers of the Antichrist, listen to what God's word says. With all deceivableness. That's the working, you see, of the enemy of your soul, Satan the devil. All deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. That's you who love the lie. That's you with deceitful hearts. That's you who are truth rejecters. Yeah, deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. You're perishing, don't you see it? Understand it. For want of the truth that would set you free.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Where are you from?
From Poland.
Poland, okay. Pleased to meet you. Excuse my left hand.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. You're a Christian?
Yeah.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Okay, so you live here now? Good. That's good. Pleased to meet you. God bless you, my dear.
I'm very happy you're speaking about God.
Yeah, people.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. So we need to come to them and tell them.
Yeah.
God bless you, my dear. Thanks for stopping
by. Thank
you very much. Yeah, have a good day. So you see, friends, well, the end of this, first of all, you're deceived, you know, your life is destroyed. And then, of course, well, the end of it is that your soul is damned. And who's coming after the working of Satan, the devil, that is, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. He wants the damnation of your soul. He wants to populate hell with as many as he possibly can. But the truth is sent to you in order that you might believe it, receive it, embrace it, believe it, and be saved from such an end. But you continue to reject the truth, to be, you go out of this world, a truth rejecter, then that's the end of it, the damnation of your soul. The truth rejected and evil prevails. Verse 10. And them that perish because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. You see, they receive not, refuse to receive, reject the truth, the love of the truth that they might be saved. God sends you the truth, causes the truth to be declared amongst you in order that you might be saved. Not for your harm, not for bad, not for evil, but for good, in order that you might be saved. That your mind might be enlightened, that your deceitful heart might be altered, changed, and that you might become a lover of the truth. Because unless you become a lover of the truth, unless you cease to reject the truth and love the truth, embrace the truth, well then your soul cannot be saved. It's an impossibility. But when men reject the truth, God gives them over to their desires. God gives you what you want. Verse 11, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. See? God says in effect, well, you don't want my truth. You hear my truth, reject my truth, continue to reject it. God says, okay, I'll give you your desires. I'll give you your heart's deceitful desires. And he gives you over to a delusion. To believe, you know, to be deluded by, well, evolution. That would be number one religion in your country today, in the Western world today. Science, you say, it's a religion. It's a religion. A false religion. A damnable religion. Just like all the other world religions. Islam, Roman Catholicism, Western society, Buddhism, lies, 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 and all devised to damn your soul. And when you reject the truth of God, he gives you over to a delusion, to believe that which is not true, that your soul might be damned instead of saved. You see, the first casualty is truth. Truth goes out the window. You reject the truth. And what follows after? Well, nothing but wickedness. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth. That's the consequence, you see. That's not that God requires the damnation of your soul. It's your rejection of the truth. Everything has a consequence. You reject the truth, and the result is you're given over to wickedness and a wicked lifestyle. An unbelieving lifestyle follows. Well, just as the Bible says elsewhere, in the last days shall come perilous times. Are these not the last days? Well, the Bible says so. And are they not perilous times? Can't you see so? That men and women, in their thousands, millions, are perishing in unbelief day after day. Friends, these are dangerous times, spiritually and morally. But just as God's word says and warns in love, in order that you might turn from your rejection of the truth and love the truth, embrace the truth, believe the truth, in order that you might be saved. It's not wrong, it's not harmful to warn people. Love warns. The people who don't love you are your local churches, who don't come out and tell you and warn you. the churches that surround you in your nation here today that are struck dumb, that no longer preach the gospel, and that no longer warn sinners to flee from the wrath to come. They hate you. They don't love you anymore. The one who loves you is the one who warns you, who tells you about the perilous times in which you're living, who tells you about the danger to your immortal soul. Because, friends, your soul, when your body dies, your soul does not die. You have an immortal, you have an ever-living soul. In 10 million years' time, you will still be in existence. But friends, the question is, where will your soul be in existence? In heaven with God, enjoying the glory of His full salvation, or in hell with the devil and his angels? So you see, the deceiving of unbelievers is what we're talking about. Your deceitful heart, you see, is being deceived by all manner of means. Powers of darkness and evil, of course, at the root of it. But the truth is sent to you. God sends the truth to you. You yet have the truth proclaimed amongst you in order that you might be saved, that you might believe it, that you might receive God's salvation. It's the truth, Jesus says, that will make you free. The lie and the embracing of the lie keeps you in bondage, keeps you in condemnation. God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world. He doesn't have to. Jesus said, I did not come to condemn men, but to save. Jesus, God, does not have to condemn any of us. We're all self-condemned right from the very start because of our unbelief, our rejection of the truth. That's why you remain under condemnation. But it's only a belief of the truth that will lift the condemnation from off you. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world, through God's only begotten Son, might be saved. Believing the truth regards, that is, God's Son, Jesus Christ, who declares, I am the way, the truth, and the life, is believing on Jesus, is believing the truth, embracing the truth. He came to His own, but His own received Him not, but to as many as received Him, to them He gave the right, the power to become children of God, as opposed to children of wrath. Oh, dear friends, God sends the truth to you, yet causes the truth to be declared amongst you in order that you might be saved. But you continue to be a truth rejecter while you remain in bondage in your sin if you do not believe that I am He, the Messiah, the Savior, Jesus said. You shall die in your sins. Believe the truth. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. But of course, when truth is rejected, then that even which is natural, even that which is natural is rejected by you. The Bible, of course, speaks of this. And of course, another indication of the days in which we find ourselves. Listen up to what God's Word says. Romans chapter 1, if you wish to check it out, who changed the truth of God into a lie. You see again, truth rejection. who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, as a result of this, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature and men too. That's where all your deviancy comes from. All your filthy, mucky, dirty, deviant sexuality. That's where it comes from. A rejection of the truth. You begin, you turn to wickedness, and the knock on is that you reject even that which is natural, which is against nature. Rejection of the truth. Friends, you put yourself in a very dangerous, dangerous place. And so I call upon you today that you should end your truth rejection. Embrace the truth. And that, of course, which is, well, is natural. That which, would be natural to most people in a former day and generation. But now, of course, lawlessness, utter lawlessness, sin abounds in these the last days. But of course, if truth is rejected, and you continue to reject the truth, then the end of it is that your soul shall perish. There is a hell to be shunned, and there is a heaven to be gained. Soul does not die when you die, when your body dies, or you continue on. Soul returns to God who gave it to you. And He will dispense of your soul according to what you have done or not done with the truth, as it is in Jesus. You're found in that day when you breathe your last, stand before God, when sin takes you out of this world, when sin takes you into the presence of the judge, and He judges you on the basis of what you have done or not done with His Son, Jesus Christ. God will damn your soul. That's the end of truth rejection. That's the end of your unbelief. And all the temporal judgments that God brings upon you, chastisements if you like, time and again afflicting you in body and soul, but yet still you do not turn, still you do not embrace the truth. What would it take to bring you as a nation? What would it take? Has God got to lay you on your back before you look upwards? All the afflictions, all the troubles that He brings upon you, still you continue to reject the truth. Because all the temporal judgments, I tell you, that He brings upon you are indications of the final full judgment is to come. And those temporal judgments are sent to you to seek to awaken you, stir up your mind to think upon eternal matters. Think upon God and the truth that He has sent amongst you and has declared amongst you even at this day, in order that you might be saved. But do please notice, will you, the delusion is from God. And the delusion comes to you as a result of your rejection of the truth. And for this cause, because of your rejection of the truth, because you love not the truth, and for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they might believe a lie. God's purpose, you see, gives men and women over to vile affections, to minds that continue to reject the truth. The truth, of course, that would make them free. The truth that would save them. The truth that would bring them out from under the judgment of God. God gives them over to a reprobate mind, the Bible says. It's the judgment of God. And maybe, I don't know, for you perhaps you're beyond the pale, I don't know. Perhaps that's you, I don't know. What's your view? What's your estimation of God's truth? That will indicate a lot about you. But this is the truth, friends. Men and women reject the truth. Nations reject the truth. And God opens the door. And God pushes you through the door. And gives you over to the strong delusion to believe the lie. And is that not the truth widely spread amongst you today? Here in Newcastle, throughout the land, throughout the Western Hemisphere. A love of the false. A love of that which is not true. And a hatred for the truth. Because that's what God has given you over to in your judgment. And unless you repent, unless you turn from your Christ-rejecting ways, your truth-rejecting ways, I tell you, you cannot be saved. Because of your pleasure in sin, you choose to believe the lie. Because you love your sin, you love unrighteousness. You wallow in the filth and mire of your sin. You love the wickedness. And that's why, truth be told, that's why it's not that the gospel doesn't make sense. It's not that the gospel is not logical. It's not that the truth is totally unpalatable. It's because you love unrighteousness. Because you love the wickedness, you love the sin, you love the filth, you love the drunkenness, you love the immorality, you love the unrighteousness. And that's why you love the lie. Because you know that embracing, acknowledging the truth, you know there has to be a change. You know you have to turn from that unrighteousness. But no way are you going to let it go. No way are you going to turn from that which you love. So unless God works in you, unless God causes you to be reborn, you must be born again, Jesus says. Except a man be born again, he cannot see, perceive, understand the kingdom of God. Never mind enter into it. So unless God works a mighty miracle in your heart, friends, changing your nature, changing these desires, your love for unrighteousness, and giving you a love for righteousness, lest God changes you by my gospel, I tell you, you will all likewise perish. But you see, friends, the Bible makes it clear that God punishes sin by sin. God uses sin sinlessly. Yeah. He uses sin to punish sin. You love your sin, so God says, okay, that's what you love, that's what you want, I'll give you more of it. And He fills your life up. He fills your heart's desire for sin. Until you're beyond redemption. Until you're irredeemable. Friends, can't you see it? Can't you see it in your society? Can't you see these things being outworked in your society today? Maybe, I don't know, in your own heart and life. Do you love the truth? Will you embrace the truth? Believe the truth? Reject the lie? But as long as you remain a truth rejecter and continue to reject the truth, this is your danger. that God gives you over to a deluded mind, and that God punishes your sin with more sin, a just recompense. Why, many of you here in the town even today, broken in mind and in body also, because of the way that you've been living, God punishing your sin with more sin. Can't you see it? The danger that you're in, your need of recognizing the truth, embracing, believing the truth that alone can set you free from the judgment of God, temporal and eternal, that your soul might be saved, that you be not damned altogether. Spiritual death now, dead in your trespasses and sins, is how God describes you. Not a little bit dead, not a big bit dead, but completely and totally dead. Spiritually and morally dead to God. Friends, the only answer, the only antidote I know of for death is life. And Jesus is the one. That's right, son, you got it. Yeah, meditate on it. Meditate on it. It's a lie. It's a rejection of the truth. Friends, spiritually, morally dead. Dead to God. And the only answer is resurrection. The only answer is to be made alive. For God to make you a new creature in Jesus Christ. That's what He does in the Gospel. When men believe the truth, it's the work of God. You must be born again, made alive unto God. When a man, when a woman is born again, as Jesus puts it, God puts His life into their soul. And they live not just for this world, but eternally, everlastingly. When God puts His life into a man's soul, that soul shall never die. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in Me, though you are dead, yet shall he live eternal life. The life of God. God cannot die. And neither can the soul that is born of God die. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. The only one who can raise you from the dead. The only one who can give you everlasting life. The only one who can raise you from your tomb, your grave that you're already in, of unbelief, truth rejection. Repent and believe the Gospel. So you see the driving force of lawlessness, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The driving force of lawlessness, sin, impregnates your society, and the church within your society has done in every age. But the Bible makes it clear that towards the end, the last days, these days in which we find ourselves, the Bible makes clear. Yes, sir. How you doing?
You have 5 minutes.
Not five, but I'll give you a minute.
A couple of minutes.
I'm preaching, yeah.
3 minutes.
What do you want? What
is it? I'll sit down. I'd like to speak to you for 2 minutes.
Okay, well, do you want to wait till I'm finished?
Christ.
Do you want to wait till I'm finished? You got time? About 5, maybe 10 minutes more.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Speaking of, you're welcome, sir. You're welcome. Glad to be of help. So like I say, friends, you know, it intensifies. The Bible tells you, you know, here's the thing, if evolution was true, yeah, wouldn't things be going better? Wouldn't humankind be You'll still be evolving, you know, regenerating. But the very truth, the very opposite is the truth. The world, humanity is degenerating. You say, you claim, you used to be monkeys and apes and now you're human beings. Monkeys and apes don't behave the way human beings do today. No, it seems to me just as the Bible says, humanity is degenerating. Growing worse and worse. Evil men, Jesus says, will wax worse and worse. In the last days, perilous times shall come. Days in which you find yourselves today, when not many are being saved. Never was many, but even fewer today. So I call upon you, think and meditate upon these things, that your soul might be saved, that you might be turned from your truth rejection. Embrace the truth, believe the truth in order that you might be saved. But you see, it all goes back to the beginning, the ancient war between good and evil, between the serpent, the devil, and the seed of the woman, Satan and Jesus Christ our Lord, a warfare that's been fought in every generation since, and intensifying even now. There are powers, there are forces, dominions at work in your world today that have an interest in your soul. More interest than you've got. You couldn't care a ha'porth about your soul today, but I tell you, the devil does. Oh, the devil have you in hell. But Jesus Christ, the truth, has been sent to you that you might be saved from such an end as that. That you might not be deluded, damned by the enemy, but saved by the King of Glory. That you might be delivered from the wrath to come. Fly into the arms of Jesus, the only Savior. The one who can give you the victory. Can you not see? Can you not see, friend? The delusion is already amongst you, at work amongst you. Bible says that the Antichrist is already at work. Has been for some time, but to the end will continue and intensify. And the only escape, friends, is the belief of the truth. But the ultimate rejection is the rejection of the cross. The Son of God who came into the world and who died on a cross, who gave himself in love, who volunteered for that cross, volunteered for that death, shed his precious blood on that cross in order that you might be saved. What you think of that cross, friends, will tell a lot about you and about your soul. Do you love the cross? Have you embraced the cross? Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Friends, whatever you are, whatever kind of sinner you are, sodomite, sexual deviant, drunkard, gossip, hateful, unforgiving, malicious, whatever kind of sinner you are, you need to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Because unless you embrace the truth of the cross, the atoning death of the Savior, you cannot be saved. Cannot be saved. Rejection of the cross is the rejection of God's salvation. So friend, it is only believing the gospel, the good news, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, that Christ died for the ungodly, that Christ died for sinners, that in love God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that through Him the truth, the manifestation of the truth, reality, friends, sin, ungodliness, it's your very nature, the vitals of your soul, and drives your life, your living, in wickedness and unbelief. But turn! Turn! Believe the truth! Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Washed in His precious blood, washed and made clean, forgiven, forgiven all your Christ-rejecting ways, forgiven all your truth-rejecting ways, forgiven all your wickedness. Oh, today seek the Lord. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. He will have mercy, abundantly pardon, the promise of God in the gospel. Only the truth, only the truth will set you free. Come today, Jesus bids. Come unto me, all ye that labor under your truth-rejecting ways. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Rest for your souls, reconciled to God by the blood of the Lamb. Yeah. Any minute now. Sit you down. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's God's command, and the promise attached to it is, and thou shalt be saved. That's the truth. No longer reject the truth. Reject the lie. Turn from the lie. Turn from that which is false. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the truth of God, manifestation of the truth in the world. The truth shall make you free. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, who bids you today, repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Why? Because the kingdom of God is at hand. Today, repent ye and believe the gospel. If you'd like a copy of God's word, it's offered to you free of charge, without cost or obligation to you. If you'd like a copy of God's word, you come and ask for one. Offered to you freely. You're simply for the taking. God bless you and have mercy upon your precious, precious, never dying souls. Great young man, what can I do for you?
I commend you for the abuse you say, you know. Can I go somewhere quiet?
Well, this is quiet.
Are you going to give me 5 minutes of time?
Yeah, here.
Can I speak to you open mindedly?
I am.
Will you listen?
Right, go on. I'm all here.
I'm not of any modern day church. I ask, with all due respect, sir, I'm 50 years of age. I'm a young man compared to you. But I'm not. I'm asking you to look at me now, not as a young man, but as somebody your own age. I'm going to ask you, with all due respect, who do you see before you now? Or
what do you mean?
What do you see? Who do you see? Am answering that.
An ordinary working man with alcohol in his system and one eye damaged for some reason. What more do you want me to say?
You're seeing physically.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I took it out was your question. That was the point of your question.
I myself in the end of times, we are in the end of times. I'm of no denomination, no church building. I've done all of them, been through all of them. They're all corrupt. Absolutely all of them. My tutor is in the Bible. The guy's name is the Angel of the Church of Philadelphia. And I've asked you to listen to me, and you said you would.
Yeah, yeah.
The Angel of the Church of Philadelphia, in the End Church Bible, I'm of the Church of Philadelphia. I take my tutoring from the Angel of the Church of Philadelphia. His name is Jonathan Clegg.
Right.
Brother, okay. You can, all day long, I've gone through all down the country, the same thing. Brother, they're not never ever going to hear you. They're never going to hear you.
Well, some people do.
Do you know,
some people do. Some people embrace the truth. But what you're speaking, what you're advocating.
Okay.
The Angel of the Church of Philadelphia.
No, I'm saying that's where I get my tutoring from. He gets it directly from Jesus Christ. So my teaching comes from Jesus Christ through a conduit called John DeClerc to myself.
Well, that's contrary to God's word. That's contrary to the Bible.
Please tell me how this is going
to be. So that'll do. Well, where's Jonathan Clegg in the Bible?
Jonathan Clegg is the angel of the...
Where does it tell you? Where does it tell you that the angel of the Church of Philadelphia...
is called Jonathan Clegg.
Will teach you? No, it doesn't.
Absolutely not.
So you're talking rot.
What else?
You're talking rubbish.
All right.
You're talking rubbish. You need to embrace the truth. You need to turn.
All right, fair enough. You just said that to me. I said on board.
Okay.
Can you tell me, sir, what the truth is?
Jesus
Christ is the truth. Right. I know you say to believe in Jesus Christ, you will be saved. The devils and the demons believe in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And they're not saved.
That's right.
They're damned.
That's right.
You're not saved by believing in Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes, you are. God's word. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
Right, okay.
That's the Bible, sir. That's the
Bible. Have you heard of the unrolled scroll, which is kept to the end? The unrolled scroll, when will it be revealed? In the end? Am I right to say it's going to be... When's the unrolled scroll going to be unrolled then?
Where on earth have you got this rubbish from?
The unrolled scroll.
Where have you got this?
The scroll that Daniel sealed.
Where have you got this rubbish from?
Who's fit to un... You know exactly what I'm about. Who's fit to unroll that scroll?
The scrolls in Revelation.
The Lamb, I know that.
Jesus.
The unrolled scroll. Right.
The one who you must believe.
The unrolled scroll has been unrolled. Now, shall I tell you who I am?
Have a good day, sir.
I am a full... Do you know why you don't...
You have what?
Sir.
You have what?
I've asked you, please. Yeah. I'm going to ask you again. Please hear me out, because if you don't, I'm going to come back every week.
Yeah, you come back
all you want. I don't want this to, because I will challenge you here.
Yeah, you do. You please yourself. I'll just make more people listen. Yeah.
Brother, it won't.
Oh, well.
It'll turn them away, mate.
Have a good day, son.
What is the unrolled scroll?
You need to get right with God.
What's the unrolled scroll? What's right with God?
Sorry?
What's right with God? Do you know who you are?
Repenting of your sins and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ.
I am a fully awakened angel.
Oh, yes.
Fully awakened angel. Fallen.
Yeah.
You and I, and everybody on this planet, every single person that's ever been born, fell with Satan.
Uh-huh.
You've heard of the rebellion.
No. Fell with Adam.
There was a rebellion.
Fell with Adam.
There was a rebellion in heaven.
Fell with Adam.
All of us.
Fell with Adam.
Right.
Fell with Adam. Fell with Adam.
All angels.
Fell with
every
Adam.
Single one of us.
No. Fell with Adam. Human beings. Fell with Adam.
You know, my father did this for me for years. Yeah. Said, Neil, you'll come to nothing. You know, you believe any sucker will take anyone's life. And do you know when I get to my dad, he says, Neil, now listen.
Gives you a hooray, eh?
Put the pudding where it is, Neil. And do you know what I did? And I have respect for my... Do you know I lost my dad through Jesus Christ? Because I said to my dad one day, I said, Dad, I've given you the proof that every time I mention Jesus Christ, he cringes like a cancer, he cringes.
Yeah.
I said, Dad, your bloody face cringes.
And you hit him.
I lost my dad that day.
You hate Jesus.
No, I don't hate Jesus. I hate my dad for not loving Jesus because he never listened. I told my father he was a spiritual soul trapped in a physical body. Oh. Do you know every one of these people here? They all think they're human beings.
Oh,
and they're not. They came from heaven.
Oh, right.
What does your father say?